The sun was created, but after the earth? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, one of the arguments used against 6 literal days of creation is that if the sun wasn't created until day 4, how could the first 3 days of creation be ordinary days without the sun?
Well, you know, the Bible clearly tells us that on day 1, God created a light as well as the earth. To have day and night, you don't need the sun. You just need a light shining on the earth that's rotating. Now, the vast majority of the church fathers, including Calvin, Luther, and Basil the Great, believed the sun wasn't necessary for the day-night cycle. In fact, here's Basil's comments on the issue, quote, "Heaven and earth were the first. After them was created light. The day had been distinguished from the night. However, the sun and moon did not yet exist. In order that those who live in ignorance of God may not consider the sun as the origin and the father of light, or as the maker of all that grows out of the earth, that is why there was a fourth day." End of quote. Remember, many pagan cultures worship the sun, and evolutionists believe the sun's energy helped produce life. God created the sun on day 4, the day after he made the plants, to make it clear he is the source of life, and he's the one to be worshipped.
Read Ken Ham's free booklet on the 6 literal days of creation when you go to our attractive website, answersradio.com. Please go to answersradio.com next time you're in front of your computer.